The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the network, producers, advertisers, or hosts, and belong solely to those who make them. Truth Frequency is a non-biased and non-partisan platform committed to presenting all aspects of the truth and allowing you, the listener, to decide for yourself.
31 seconds and we're gone for auto sequence start.
This is David Icke and you're tapped into the Truth Frequency with Chris and Cherie.
It's called being in the zone. It's called, you know, being lucky. It's called having everything go your way.
When you deal with computers, you deal with ones and zeros. And the only way that you can make a computer more powerful is to expand the consciousness of the computer.
Well, it's something bigger than ourselves. And that's got to be said.
That has to do with the self-image that people have.
You know, just kind of your ego being swept aside or being kind of stomped on or being swatted like a fly.
It really is and truly happening at a societal level.
It is being able to take what feels like ordinary human energy and mastering extraordinary power, even to the single person in a society with this kind of power. Call it the X Factor.
Broadcasting worldwide from an undisclosed location high up on the Rocky Mountains, this is Truth Frequency Radio. To reach Chris and Cherie from inside of the United States, dial area code 512-904-8014. International callers, please dial 1-866-841-1065. And now, here are your hosts, Chris and Cherie G.
We are live once again, ladies and gentlemen, from the gateway to the Rockies. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the country and around the world. This is Truth Frequency. I am your host, Chris Geo. Joining me as always is my lovely chipmunk twin flame and co-host, Cherie. Tonight, my unconventional conventionists, we will be doing two different shows. The first 2 hours of the broadcast will be considerably different than our typical Truth Frequency presentation. If you don't resonate with a frequency, please turn off your radio and tune in for the third and fourth hour, where we'll be discussing the Hollow Earth with two amazing guests. In the first 2 hours, we will be exposing what I can only describe as a pile of garbage covering up a pile of feces, with worms and bugs crawling through it, put there to cover up the maggot-infested carcasses underneath. This is why right now we're officially declaring that we quit Patriot Radio. We're done with Patriot Radio, and we're not looking back. Now that we've quit, we cannot be accused of infighting, because as William Whitecrow stated on this very broadcast, we're looking for truth here. We're not on either side. When federal agents are involved, and people who should be in jail are not, and innocent people are doing hard time, we cannot call it infighting. We have to call it exposing the truth. However, the opposition has convinced us that if we talk about anyone in the quote-unquote alternative media scene, then we're automatically infighting. By that logic, all the Bilderbergs or the CFR or any federal agency has to do is just call itself an alternative media outlet and they can remain untouched. They've accomplished this mentality by setting up plants who use ad hominem attacks and logical fallacies to attack anyone they choose and bring it down to a level of monkeys flinging feces at one another. You will not hear any of that tonight. Those methods are the trap. It's how they've managed to stay hidden for this entire time. Tonight we're going to expose the infiltrators. We're putting it all out on the table. We're looking for truth here. We're not on either side. And in case something happens with the broadcast, in case we're pulled off for some reason, we've got stream number 2 live on truthfrequencyradio.com. We'll be right back with more.
Did you know that the blue lotus flower was used by the ancient Egyptians as an aphrodisiac to experience feelings of euphoria and ecstasy? And ecstasy. And ecstasy. Did you know that Thai kratom was used by the Buddhist monks to produce a relaxing and dreamlike state? Did you know San Pedro cactus was used by the Native Americans to quest for visions and heal the body? Bouncing Bear Botanicals is your number one supplier of rare and sacred plants and a proud sponsor of Truth Frequency Radio. By clicking on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, you can learn more about a vast selection of entheogens, including Amanita muscaria, also known as the sacred mushroom. So click on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, and you'll also get up to $40 off your next order.
Archaeology, astronomy, alchemy, secrets of the Holy Bible, hidden codes of the Quran, demonology, Tesla technology, solar power, extraterrestrials in the ancient world. More than 500 documentaries, an experimental film lab of cutting-edge music and art, full-length movies, conference reports, and weekly TV shows. The Enigma Channel is the world's first truly global TV station. www.enigmatv.com. Intelligent television for planet Earth.
Hey guys, it's Chris Geo of Truth Frequency Radio. If you missed our six-hour broadcast on Fukushima a few months ago, you need to have a listen right now. One of the big questions on everyone's mind is, how do I get radiation out of my drinking water? Well, I finally found the solution, and it's called the PureEffect Advanced Filtration System, available right now at PureEffectFilters.com. PureEffect Filters efficiently removes fluoride, bacteria, pharmaceuticals, heavy metals, almost every other type of contaminant that's dumped into our water. But most importantly, it effectively removes nuclear radiation, which is one of the biggest concerns on everyone's mind right now. While other filtration systems are great for emergency situations, only the PureEffect Advanced Filtration System hooks directly to your faucet for pure drinking water on demand. Remove fluoride and revitalize your water at PureEffectFilters.com or click on the banner right at TruthFrequencyRadio.com for more details. And don't forget to tell them Chris Geo sent you for the latest special offer.
American Freedom Radio host exposed as informant, throws accomplice under the bus, admits to child abuse. This goes way, way deeper than just this. This is the fiber which unraveled the entire tightly woven net and prompted people like us to dig into what we've dug up and realize that we have uncovered an entire pile of crap. Covering up another pile of crap, covering up another pile of crap. This goes way, way, way deeper than just this one person that we're talking about here. But I do want to start out with this. The article's available at truthfrequencynews.com if you want to follow along. About 80% of what we say in this article is backed up by fact. Some of it we've gotten from inside sources that we can't reveal. You'll see a lot of blue letters. All of those blue letters are links to the source material or to whatever, backing up whatever we were talking about. And whatever is speculation, whatever is theory, is very blatantly told as theory. We're trying to keep it as professional and as fair and as truthful as possible. American Freedom Radio host Christy Chakowski, who is suspected of being an informant and or COINTELPRO operative, has been exposed as such beyond a reasonable doubt. According to KSPR, radical white supremacist turned natural herbalist healer, child abuser, and talk show conference call host, Christy Chikowski, will be testifying against Russell Dove in exchange for amnesty. Russell Dove has been her accomplice from San Diego to Tucson, Arizona, and now in Branson, Missouri. Russell Dove confessed to tying up Christy Chikowski's children multiple times in a dark, dank room, as well as outdoors tied to trees and exposed to the elements. Chikowski's children were permanently taken from her almost 2 years ago, which was described by child protection advocates as the equivalent of a death sentence in family court. It's important to note, from the beginning of the situation, Chikowski has maintained her innocence, publicly stating the government is setting her up because she exposed a child prostitution ring in San Diego. We posted a video on Russia Today where she blatantly lies to the world and plays the victim role in order to pull at the heartstrings of anyone who will listen. The fact is, there is no evidence to support any of her claims. Given the fact that she agreed to testify against Russ Dove, who was also charged with the same child abuse charges, and confessed to the police, justifying his actions as quote-unquote necessary to discipline, and performed at Chikowski's request, any reasonable person can conclude beyond the shadow of a doubt that the alleged child abuse indeed took place. This new development put things into perspective, and the thousands of dollars that she's collected for her quote-unquote legal defense fund and her children's legal defense fund were essentially based on a fraud, as were the tears and sympathies of people who tried to help her and believed her soon-to-unravel lies. And yes, that includes ourselves. This isn't the first time Chikowski has been arrested or turned state's evidence. In 2009, while part of the Minutemen group, Chikowski filmed the Minutemen vandalizing illegal immigrant camps. According to Chikowski, the charges against her were dropped because she was quote-unquote, at a protest in another state. However, we obtained video of Chikowski on Mexican news outlets where we discovered she was not only present during the vandalism, she was the one filming the events and turned the video over to the authorities in order to avoid prosecution. We posted two videos of this. In one of the videos, Christine Frazeo is the local Fox News reporter in San Diego. Since then, she's working currently for Russia Today, which so happens to be the mouthpiece that Chikowski used for her second round of disinformation. Jeff Schwilk, who headed the Minutemen, also alleges that Christy has connections to Claudia Smith, a leading illegal alien activist with the California Rural Legal Assistance Foundation, who is also assumed to be involved with the San Diego Police Department herself. This would explain why, in the SPLC article about the San Diego Minutemen, Chikowski and Dove are used to reassert Schwilk's alleged chauvinism and mistreatment of women. Not only does this article make Jeff Schwilk look like an utter pig, it also seems to rely solely on Chikowski, Dove, and Smith's testimonies to make the label stick. Even more interesting is the fact that the McGonigal Canyon incident, which was the vandalism, was quote-unquote monitored by volunteers from the California Rural Legal Assistance Foundation. Gee, I wonder who those volunteers could be, especially given the fact that the only tape that seemed to float to the surface was the one none other than Christy Chikowski's. It's important to note exactly like the claims made by Chikowski that she exposed a child prostitution ring and filmed it. No video of any story of hers exists. And you know what? I just skipped a good part. I was going to skip this, but I'm going to go ahead and put this on here. There's an article released by La Voz de Aztlan, some Mexican propaganda group. And the Minutemen are accused of trashing the Virgin de Guadalupe Chapel. The article says, a former member of the San Diego Minutemen has accused its leaders and others of desecrating and trashing a Virgin de Guadalupe chapel at a Mexican immigrant workers' camp in McGonigal Canyon. The chapel was built by the agricultural workers to worship the venerated Mexican Mother of Jesus on Sunday Masses. Christy Chikowski, who has since turned against the San Diego Minutemen, has provided a video that shows the beautiful shrine to La Reina de Mexico and the vigilantes trashing the makeshift homes of the Mexican immigrant workers that labor in the tomato fields nearby. Chris Chakowski turned the video over to the San Diego News Service. The video depicts the Minutemen standing before the Virgin de Guadalupe Chapel, suddenly goes off camera, then loud smashing can be heard. "Oh no, I won't let you, I'm sorry," Chakowski's heard yelling. Christy Chakowski is a true Christian. The San Diego Police Department is presently investigating the case. We haven't been able to find any of this video. We haven't been able to find the video of the supposed McGonagall Canyon incident where she exposed a pedophile ring. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask if you wanted me to continue reading.
I'll get through a couple more, more paragraphs. This is a very efficient propaganda piece, as it relies on the religious fervor that Hispanics generally show in these particular locales, similar to the showing of church burnings or mosque burnings to get a group of people in the Deep South or the Middle East riled up. Also, Chakowski is venerated as almost a Joan of Arc character, as she bravely stands her ground with her Christianness. This is actually 180 degrees away from Chakowski's true character, and we've already explained, and only goes to further our theory of her connections to front organizations and agent provocateurs. Her accomplice, Russell Dove, has quite a history himself. He's been connected with many radical groups and political movements in San Diego and Arizona. In 2006, while heading the American Democrats for a secure border, Dove and two others committed voter intimidation while walking around with 9mm strapped to their side, asking Hispanic voters to show their identification and prove they are legally eligible to vote. Oddly enough, the Bush Justice Department, I'm going to say that again, the Bush Justice Department intervened and no charges were filed against them or the Minutemen. Russell Dove has frequently posted videos of himself provocateuring pro-illegal immigrant rallies and meetings, often with a helmet cam, yelling at the top of his lungs and causing a scene, effectively making himself and anti-illegal immigrant groups look like kooks and psychos. This isn't the first time charges against Russell Dove magically disappeared. This is a quote from an article here. Based in Tucson, Dove is also has long based in Tucson. Dove has long been involved with the sovereign citizen movement in Arizona and calls himself Russ Sovereign Dove and styles himself a biblical constitutionalist. His hatred of government was no doubt stroked by his 1980 felony conviction in California for attempted grand theft. Two first-degree burglary charges were dismissed. However, on August 17, 2006, Russ Dove was arrested and subsequently convicted and sentenced to 30 days in jail, a $1,000 fine, 18 months probation, a restraining order against OBL, and 10 hours of anger management for walking through a meeting with a helmet cam on, the video is on our website, and completely disrupting and completely provocateur. Russell Dove was also heavily involved with the Bill Johnson campaign, a candidate who ran against Gabrielle Giffords in 2006. He's completely exposed in a post entitled, Who is William Bill Johnson, Candidate for CD8? Dove was named as the custodian of records for the Johnson campaign and acting manager. Some interesting quotes from the website are as followed.
Unlike Vanderbee and Wright, who head state organizations of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Russ Dove's role in the MCDC is more circumspect. A member of the militia umbrella group, the Third Continental Congress, Dove managed to escape association with that militia's most notorious criminal action, Bradley Glover's planned attack on the U.S. Army base at Fort Hood in 1997, which eventually sent seven members of that militia group to prison. Dove's current principal role in the MCDC is as a propagandist. He produces videotapes for the Minutemen, filming interviews with many MCDC participants during their Border Patrol operations, and authoring frequent reports on immigration issues on his website and Truth in Action News radio show. According to emails by Jeff Schwilk to Russell Dove posted on Chakowski's website, Russell Dove and Christy Chakowski were connected and possibly working side by side with Shauna Ford, the Arizona white supremacist on death row for the slaughter of a 9-year-old immigrant girl and her father. In February of 2011, Lainey Lawless was was a guest on Joukowsky's show where they defended Shawna Ford and tried to paint the same picture Joukowsky painted to the public about her child abuse charges. The government was setting them up. They were victims, etc., etc. It is only because the mother of the 9-year-old girl survived by playing dead after being shot that the case was prosecuted and a death row conviction was handed down to Ford and her accomplice, Gunny Bush.
A couple of quotes from the 911 call, Gonzalez. They shot me. I pretended like I was dead. My daughter was crying. They shot her, too. Operator, are you still there? The people, are they still there? The ones that shot them? Gonzalez, they're coming back in. They're coming back in. Gunfire. And we have the 911 call posted on our website, which is extremely chilling. Now, we tried to make contact with Russ Dove and attempt to allow him to comment on this. He declined. We posted that phone call there. Now, the people that are covering up for Christy Joukowsky are the ones that are the real perpetrators. And there's an even more sinister motive to covering up just simple child abuse charges. American Freedom Radio is run by Joseph D. Romero, who goes by the name Danny Romero, out of Austin, Texas. Danny Romero, a Hispanic himself, has aligned himself with many white supremacists in the past, including Mark Kornke, and there have been reports of his involvement with FBI informant Hal Turner. This is similar to the Shawna Ford case, where she was accompanied by a Hispanic man during the brutal murders. There seems to be a connection between white supremacists and the Hispanics, which is mind-boggling to say the least. Prior to his quote-unquote networks, Romero worked for Republic Broadcasting Network. In 2006, during the Edna Lane Brown incident, Danny Romero, along with a host from his network named Torin Howling Wolf, held a number of protests and concerts in front of the Browns' home. Wolf legally changed his name in 1997 from Torin Michael Thomas Wheeler, according to his former co-host Scott the Wolfman O'Donnell. Scott stated that his backstory is completely false, that he didn't grow up on a reservation. He actually was schooled with a private tutor on a steamboat or on a private boat on the Cayman Islands, off of the Cayman Islands, and that he's actually a Wiccan and not a Native American. Not that there's anything against Wiccans, just for the record. Now, it's reported that Danny Romero, Torin Wolf, and Randy Weaver drove to the Brown complex together. During the incident, when Danny Riley walked into the woods and foiled what is assumed to be a planned violent assault by the FBI, Torin Wolf began giving orders to everyone around, even Danny Romero. While most protesters never entered the Browns' home, inside sources tell us Torin Wolf wanted to know every inch of the place, the number of weapons, where explosives were hidden, where planted, and the details of the area. It's reputed that once Ed and Elaine Brown were arrested, Torin Wolf was exposed as an FBI informant and testified against the Browns and their supporters. We know for a fact that Torin Wolf appears to be on the witness list for the defendants, but we're currently attempting to obtain the full transcripts of the trials and find out once and for all if Torin Wolf is the anonymous FBI informant he's reputed to be. Torin Wolf was a host on the network, so keep that in mind, on American Freedom Radio, which was We the People Radio back then. Multiple sources have stated that Danny Romero possesses an FBI document with the informant's name redacted. A group of people from the Brown protesters determined that Torin Wolf fit the description of the informant, as did the length of the redaction compared to the name Torin Wolf. Our sources tell us that most of the people who got close to Ed and Elaine Brown were well known by the rest of the protesters, but Torin Wolf was the exception. Then after the incident, Torin Wolf just disappeared from the radar. The question must be asked, why did the FBI feel the need to hand this document over to Romero? Or alternatively, how did Romero get a hold of it? Given the rest of the information, we are speculating the document was used to cover up any involvement by Romero by presenting this document to others and acting as if he's exposing the informant. This goes hand in hand with our personal experience that we'll share in a few minutes, where Romero purposefully fed us disinformation that was none of our business, but had a purpose to being delivered. Oddly enough, Danny Romero, or Joseph D. Romero, does not appear on any of the defendants' witnesses' lists. Why would the person responsible for throwing a majority of the meetings, events, and concerts not be on any of the defendants' list to testify on their behalf? Every other key player is on the list, including Randy Weaver, who drove to the Browns compound with Torin Wolf and Romero. very strange indeed. Even Torin Wolf appears on the defendant's list. Inside sources tell us that Torin Wolf was involved with FBI informant Amy Gwynn Williamson of Round Rock, Texas. Chekowski and others have gone out of their way to frame radio show host Cordy Howell as being Amy Williamson. However, our investigation shows this is nothing but a rabbit trail. Amy Williamson is reported to have audio taped several people during the Browns incident and appears to be working for some type of federal agency, boasting about catching, quote-unquote, these patriots planning to bomb buildings, pipelines, and other facilities in Iraq. Our inside sources tell us she has dozens of hours of audio on Cindy Sheehan and Serino Gonzalez, as well as every other activist in the 512 area code involved with the Browns. Serino Gonzalez is currently serving an 8-year prison sentence following a sting operation simultaneously conducted during the Browns incident. We believe the federal government was recruiting activists and former military in the Patriot community to commit false flags on military bases in Iraq, and Gonzalez was innocently caught up in the situation. We're going to bring you more information on Gonzalez during the second hour, where we'll have a guest on to speak about that firsthand experience.
Torin Wolf was immediately named by our inside source when we brought up the name Christy Chekowski. Our inside source stated Torin Wolf was a supposed demolition expert. During the same time, a gentleman by the name of Jim Hobbs, a.k.a. Old Buck, from Arizona, who is also reputed to be an FBI informant during the Brown incident, was propagating a story that Ed Brown had booby-trapped tunnels under his home along with a stockpile of gold. He also stated that Ed was planning to kill Elaine, lead everyone to the tunnels, then blow them up, killing every federal agent that followed, blaming the murder of Elaine on the feds, and taking off to the Middle East with the gold. The stories were then mixed that Ed planned to use the gold to pay people to commit false flag attacks on military personnel overseas. This story seems like pure propaganda. What we speculate is that Torin Wolf, the demolition expert, was there to plant explosives on the Brown compound. The local police seemed to unknowingly defuse this plan by publicly stating that Ed Brown did not have underground tunnels or explosives. More on this to come in the coming weeks. However, always keep in mind that Danny Romero brought Torin Wolf into the scene and others like him, including Christy Chekowski. Chekowski credits Torin Wolf as her good friend from Arizona who got her involved in radio. Oddly enough, all mentions of Torin Wolf have been scrubbed from the American Freedom Radio archives and Chekowski's site as well, but thanks to the cache and Wayback Machine, we have that up on our website as well.
Chekowski headed the Minutemen with Jeff Schwilk in San Diego in late 2005 to mid-2007 when she was outed by every chapter for displaying COINTELPRO and mentally unstable behavior. According to the Minutemen, after attempting to commit suicide in front of Jeff Schwilk's home, she filed a fraudulent $700,000 lawsuit against Schwilk for having to physically remove her from his property. However, this is not the first display of mental illness we were able to find. According to the Minutemen website, Chekowski has been hospitalized multiple times at Sharp Mesa Vista Mental Hospital, which begs the question, was that time spent there programmed? And we have to ask these questions. Was she a programmed op? Is she a programmed op? Or is she just completely mentally nuts? We don't know. Danny Romero, while in the Navy, was stationed around the San Diego area. And according to online records, his wife, Dawn Romero, also has previous addresses listed around the San Diego area, with most current addresses in Round Rock, Texas, which is a suburb of Austin. This was cross-verified with the listings for Joseph D. Romero, which yields the same results. Round Rock, Texas, Mission Viejo, California, Lake Forest, California, Rancho Santa Margarita, California. So we have the connection, both coming from San Diego and both together now working in unison with operations. I think we're at the break. We're going to hold all that, and we'll be right back right after this break right here on Truth Frequency. And we're going to get back to our regularly scheduled Truth Frequency broadcast in the third and fourth hour, but we've got to get this information out. It's imperative for the people who are wrapped up in it to understand fully what they're wrapped up in.
are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Joseph D. Romero, Danny Romero, has been hiding and covering up for a admitted child abuser, but the ties go way deeper than that. They go deeper into government infiltration, into people getting arrested who are innocent, into people being set up, has brought FBI agents into the alternative radio scene. But Danny Romero was a program manager at Republic Broadcasting. Alex Jones, Danny Romero, John Stadmiller, they all come from the same place. They're all interconnected. This entire Patriot radio scene is nothing more than controlled opposition. They're all working together. When I had a carpet cleaning business, I actually had a few different businesses. And what I would do is I would list all of my businesses together with different websites, different phone numbers, different everything. However, all the calls came to me. So this is the same thing that's going on here. If I can veer off topic for just a second, an insider has told us that at one point in time, John Stadmiller tried to set up Alex Jones. He took him to a gun rally and asked him to buy a gun, do a straw man purchase on a gun. Right when he asked him to do this, standing right next to him was a BATF agent. This BATF agent overheard the conversation, and Jones was freaked out, paranoid. He didn't want anything to do with it. He told him, no, I'm not going to buy you the gun. It's illegal to buy somebody else a gun. It's illegal to buy a gun and then put it in somebody else's name. Stadtmiller got extremely upset, and then he calmed down really quickly, and he went and purchased the gun himself. And that was completely opposite of what he was telling Jones about having convictions, not being able to buy a gun, so on and so forth. Stadtmiller accused Alex Jones of being a pedophile, wife beater, and a few other things. I don't remember off the top of my head. But mate, drug addict, that's it. The exact same MO that we've been attacked with from Danny Romero and Christy Chikowski. Danny Romero accused Stadtmiller of being crazy, of being a drug addict, and many, the exact same MO. Exact same MO. These people are all cut from the exact same cloth. And we need to be aware of this. And I have to say that during this investigation, Oracle Broadcasting never came up.
Not once.
They seem to be the only network that is completely out of this. Doug seems to be the completely cleanest person that we have come across in this scene.
Intuitive.
And it's
hell.
Not that we're going around in investigating people. It's when people start attacking us and using COINTELPRO methods. For over a year now, this has been taking place. We have to wonder, what is the agenda? And then when we see blatant cover-up for felons, for child abusers, we have to wonder, why are they covering up the truth? Why are they covering up so badly? This woman doesn't get any listeners. This woman has an absolutely terrible radio personality. That's why I don't even call her a radio show host. I call her a talk show conference call host. Because she's absolutely terrible. But she has lied consistently over and over again, pulled at the heartstrings of people, said that none of this ever happened. The government was setting her up because she's a natural healer and she healed somebody by natural means. This was on her show when she was raided for child abuse. The story gets even deeper than that. Now, in this article, I'm going to go back to this article for a second. In this article, we came across a Danny Romero who's married to Dawn. Dawn is his wife. We came across an article, 1997 Tucson Tumbleweed article, that states that Deputy Danny Romero received a less than honorable discharge from the Navy for drug abuse and was indicted for a vehicular homicide in 1987. In the second incident, an accident on State Road 186 near Wilcox, a teenage girl was thrown from Romero's truck and killed. Police reports say Romero had been drinking but refused to submit a blood test. The charges against him were later dropped for lack of evidence. There's a million Danny Romeros out there. May not be the right one. However, right underneath it, we find Dawn Stanley. Another of the marshal's hires has been fired by Arizona Game and Fish following a series of allegations, including lying and failing to do assigned tasks, according to a 9-page termination memo prepared by the agency. The background investigation prior to her hiring was done by Danny Romero. He gave her a good recommendation. Now, we did a little bit of research, because we always want to research the facts, and we want to get to the bottom of it. We found Dawn Romero's name listed as Dawn D. Romero, Dawn M. Romero, and Dawn Jacobs. All in the same listing. It said Dawn M. Romero showed all the addresses, checked up with Joseph D. Romero. And also, I'm sorry, people are sending me Skype messages. Let me turn off the Skype. Okay. And also, her name was listed as Dawn Jacobs. It could very well be that her maiden name is Dawn Jacobs. This article from the Tucson Tumbleweed can be completely off. I don't know. But I think it's more, there's too many coincidences here to just completely write it off and ignore it. Especially him being in the Navy at the time that he was. I remember him telling me personally that he was in the Navy over and over and over again, that he was stationed in San Diego. And there always seems to be some kind of Arizona connection going on here. And we're trying to figure out, why are all these people from Arizona? There's so many ops from Arizona. I don't even have time to go into all of the Arizona information that we have. But let me just say this. All roads lead to Arizona. Now, the official story right now is that from Danny Romero, is that Dawn Romero is an executive for the Target Corporation. She's an executive for the Target Corporation. Now, the Target Corporation has one of the biggest forensic labs in the country and regularly does pro bono work for law enforcement and intelligence agencies. And we actually posted a quote from CNN where Anderson Cooper was talking about this too. Now, I'd like to share my personal experience from being on American Freedom Radio. During our short run on American Freedom Radio, we noticed a few anomalies that raised suspicion, to say the least. Danny Romero would go out of his way to feed us information which was none of our business, particularly about another host on the network named Jim Answerman. Jim Answerman drove to Branson, Missouri to quote-unquote help Christie because he too fell for the story that she was being set up by the government on trumped-up child abuse charges. She had him and us and many, many others convinced that she was being stalked and targeted by the government. Answerman spent about $5,000 on his trip and set up surveillance equipment for Joukowsky's protection. The second day of his visit, Russ Dove, her accomplice, confided in Answerman and explained that child abuse was necessary for discipline. Jim Answerman, being disillusioned, drove back home and made this new development known to Danny Romero, the network owner at American Freedom Radio. Instead of pulling Christie's show off the network, particularly for lying to the audience and begging for money for a quote-unquote legal defense fund and a legal defense fund for her children, who were already in CPS custody and on their way back to their father's custody, as a matter of fact, permanently, Danny Romero silenced Jim Answerman by canceling his show and began a smear campaign against him. Romero went out of his way to inform anyone, including us, that would listen, that Answerman had low ratings, was unprofessional, and had a terrible presentation, and was pulled for being a poor host, which was the furthest from the truth. Answerman had a great show about survivalist stuff. Another odd conversation we had with Romero was about his station, We the People Radio. American Freedom Radio was in the first incarnation of this Austin-based network. In several conversations, Romero would go out of his way to show us pictures of him and Alex Jones and talk about WTPRN and how he was wrongfully locked out of the websites by Wes Perkins, Alex Jones's technical guru and right-hand man. He's Alex Jones's technical guru now and right-hand man. Wes was in charge of the technical end of WTPRN, and suddenly, for no apparent reason, Wes decided to lock Romero out on the orders of Alex Jones simply because he wanted to screw his friend over. Well, that's what Romero wanted us to believe, but that's not what really happened. What really happened, and we found out from multiple reliable sources, is that Danny Romero was in charge of the bookkeeping and refused to show the records to anyone. Was he trying to cover up losses or gains? Or was he trying to cover up the source of his funding? Or was it simply a matter of greed? I don't know. We have to ask these questions. Why did he refuse to show the books to his partner, Wes? And what was he trying to cover up? Conflicting sources tell us Romero is a pushover, just flowing in the wind. And that's why he's kept Joukowsky on, and that's why he's protected her, because he needs
a
host.
It's just a warm seat.
Right. It's a warm body in the seat. She does a five-day-a-week show, et cetera, et cetera. Other sources tell us that he's out for personal gain and that he's a user with a history of using people for their abilities and disregarding them. Another source stated that Romero simply claimed there wasn't enough money to cover the cost of operation after finishing paying his family members and himself. Once again, it's up to you guys to decide for yourselves. However, all sources agree that the events described are not out of Romero's character. We will be right back with a little bit more, and in the second hour, we'll have a guest who has firsthand experience with the Brown situation and everything that we've been talking about in the first hour. We'll be right back.
AG is a symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. Silvercoins.ag is the web address for helpful information about silver coins and silver bullion rounds. Silvercoins.ag features articles about the history of silver coins, factors in grading silver coins, and useful information for buying silver coins online. Silvercoins.ag is a great resource for the experienced buyer, anyone just starting to buy or collect silver coins, or friends and family interested in buying silver coins as gifts. Silvercoins.ag links you directly to popular online retailers and auctions so that you can quickly see what is available, compare prices, and purchase in a quick and secure environment. Plus, you help support this broadcast. So whether you're interested in buying one coin or 1,000, silvercoins.ag is the web address to visit. That's silvercoins.ag.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Rebel Path. Sundays.
Ad hominem attacks and logical fallacies. That is what you can expect from the people that we are exposing this evening, because that's all they can do. Because we are Truth Frequency. We're not some government off. We don't have any weird ties to any federal agencies. We don't have weird involvement with shady people. So all they can do is just come back and just call us pedophiles and drug addicts and, you know, the same thing that they've been doing for the last year. It's like a broken record. You know, you play it enough times, you stop hearing it anymore. And that's the point that I've gotten to.
Maybe this time they'll make it more interesting by claiming that I hit you.
Ah,
there
yes.
you go.
Yes. Or that's the classic, that I beat Cherie.
Yeah, that's right. The number one thing they do, and then the number two is either pedophilia or drug addiction.
Right.
If you're single, they go straight for the drug addiction. Though we have quite a few of our friends that, as soon as you say no to these people, you're a drug addict.
Well, they've called me some kind of cartel member in New York, which
I've never been to New York.
They have said that we're planning to bomb buildings and we're a sleeper cell. I mean, they've come up with all kinds of garbage. I mean, it's ridiculous, the amount of garbage, and people fall for it. They've completely fabricated complete Skype conversations and chat logs and stuff, and people read this and go, oh my God, look at Chris Geo. And it's like, this is totally fake. It's ridiculous. What we're bringing to the table is the hardcore facts behind the issues.
And that makes them run scared.
It does make them run scared, definitely. But it's not surprising, because the management at American Freedom Radio is completely and 100% backwards from anything that you would imagine. As we grew, our banners and archives were moved to the back end of the website and to the bottom of the pages. When it was clear we were beginning to rival some of the very best out there, Danny Romero worked to inject Joukowsky into our show and try to steer it in directions we knew would be detrimental to our message. And I have to admit, I fell for it, hook, line, and sinker at first, based mostly on Danny's testimony about her, and I soon became more and more resistant to their methods. At about the same time, Joe Rogan sent us a fan mail complimenting our show, and naturally we invited him on as a guest. The odd thing is, during the first 20 minutes, with thousands of listeners, the biggest live audience the network's ever seen, we experienced some really strange technical problems. Danny's attitude was passive, essentially encouraging us to cancel the broadcast instead of taking the reins to make it happen as you would expect from any network manager. Luckily, Joe was one of the coolest people we've met in the scene and completely understanding. After we fixed the technical issues and Joe accused Schakowsky of working for the government on air in the first 15 or 20 minutes of the show, Joe Rogan actually called her out as a government op, and me being such an idiot, I couldn't see it. Anyways, it prompted her to drop off from the interview, and Joe delivered one of the most classic interviews that we've ever heard from him. And we listen to a lot of his interviews because we're big fans of his, but I don't think that he's ever gotten as deep and as in-depth, I'll just leave it at that, as we heard him get on our show. At this point, Schakowsky began a whisper campaign against us in a very poorly executed attempt to smear our reputation, accusing us from everything from being sexual deviants to drug addicts, pedophiles, drug dealers, domestic terrorists, planning to bomb buildings, sleeper cells, claiming that I beat Cherie. I mean, you name it.
And that was the exact quote, sexual deviants. What does that even mean? Are we in, like, 1952?
Right.
Sexual deviants?
We also received a few death threats around that time, so I'm not excluding intimidation as one of their methods either. Schakowsky also has a long list of stalkers whom she's made the same accusations towards. I mean, like everybody that she encounters. She's just like the queen of just encountering all these sexual deviants and pedophiles and all of that. I mean, it's like flies to shit. Excuse my language. I was in the process of moving at the time, so I disconnected myself from the internet world. For about a week. When I got back, I was greeted by so much drama it wasn't even funny. At this point, I told Danny that she has to go. She's following the same patterns that her stalkers are accusing her of and have said that she's doing, but in actuality, she's saying that they're doing it to her. I don't know. It's completely backwards. To this point, I believed all of her stories about her being the victim in all cases, which in hindsight, I don't understand how I lost so much discernment during that time. I guess I was being naive, and I really wanted to believe that everyone in the Patriot community stands for truth and freedom as I do. The smear campaign was short-lived and extremely weak and ineffective. Oracle Broadcasting gave us a new home. We've climbed our way to number one, and we're good friends with Doug. We're really good friends with Doug. I mean, we talk to him almost on a daily basis. He's one of the most coolest people that I've met. And even though there were some things that I didn't agree about, like some of the stuff that Celtic Rebel was saying about the homosexuals, Doug said, I don't want anything to do with it. I'm, you know, it's your show. You can do whatever you want. On the same note, when other people were saying stuff about some of the stuff that we were saying, he told them the exact same thing. I'm not going to censor them. I'm not going to have anything to do with their show. That is their 4 hours. They can do whatever they want with it. So I really appreciate and respect that.
Yeah, we have no problems with Oracle.
Now, is there something interesting? In a last-ditch effort to silence us, Danny Romero, which he's never done this before, he felt the need to call Oracle Broadcasting and just start slandering us for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Calling us sexual deviants, drug addicts, we're a sleeper cells, planning to bomb buildings, you name it. I mean, he went out of his way to take time out to slander us when we left American Freedom Radio.
It was so laughable that other people on the call were just laughing.
Exactly. There were other people also listening, and everybody was just laughing, just having a field day and going, oh, my God, Danny has lost
his
mind.
This is pathetic. Yes.
It's pathetic. Exactly. Exactly. And Oracle basically laughed at the allegations. And because of a good friend of ours, who I've known for quite some time, who was connected with Oracle at the time, we're here doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
At first, we questioned why they would come after us like this. I mean, in the manner, considering we're extremely professional hosts, extensive researchers, and critical thinkers, and why they would come after us with so much to hide. And the answer to the question now is clear. They completely underestimated us, our abilities, and our commitment to honor and truth. Yet they knew what we were capable of exposing and tried to silence us. I suppose they expected us to start flinging crap right back at them and enter some sort of pissing contest.
Or start pictures of stuff.
Right.
To
she sent me nude pictures of her.
Exactly.
And I guess what she expected is for me to put them out on the internet.
Like Jeff Schwilke.
And go back and forth in a crap flinging fest.
No. Exactly.
That's to cover up the fact that these people are COINTELPRO and they're controlled opposition, and so they want to get you in a crap-flinging contest so you discredit yourself and you don't dig deep and find the real connections behind everything. Anyways, I'm not going to engage in the shitstorm. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to dig into the facts and expose the truth. It's simple as that. And for the past 1 year, one-plus year, we've just sat back and just watched things happen, trying not to give these people any more publicity than they deserve, didn't even mention their names, took all references to them off the websites, didn't even link to them, didn't talk about any of this or anything. However, now that it's apparent that these two little girls who have suffered such terrible abuse are not going to get justice because the prosecutor is allowing Chakowsky to testify against Russ Dove, and she's going to walk? She was up against 5 felony child abuse charges for the brutal restraint and torture of her 11 and 12-year-old daughters. And she's going to walk? The only justice that we can offer the victims is a full expose of the perpetrators and those who helped them. May God have mercy upon their souls. I shudder to think what kind of karma these people have to deal with. I just cannot believe that these people can do the things that they do. It's no wonder these people stay doped up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen it firsthand. Constantly smoking weed, constantly doing something to get rid of the guilt, I guess. It's the only thing that I can think of. To me,
they do it so they don't have to think about it.
Right. To me, drugs have always been something you do for fun. And you do it once in a while, every couple of weeks, every couple of months. You know, it's something. It's not something that's done every single day. But I can see where drug abuse comes into the picture because you have so much guilt and so much darkness inside of you that you can't help but you have to use something to escape all of that. And it could also very well be programming. It could very well just be evil, evil, evil people. But it makes me sick that for 2 hours, this woman was begging for money, telling everybody she was innocent. And all along, Romero was working to cover up the real facts and silence anyone who came close to the truth.
Even people on his own network.
Even people on his own network, including ourselves. But that's why we have to do what we have to do. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Reno Gonzalez on the other side and his 8-year sentence during the whole Brown situation, and we'll also turn over a few more stones and effectively get blacklisted from Patriot Radio.
Do you want to be free, yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end this slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Did you know that the blue lotus flower was used by the ancient Egyptians as an aphrodisiac to experience feelings of euphoria and ecstasy? And ecstasy. And ecstasy. Did you know that Thai kratom was used by the Buddhist monks to produce a relaxing and dreamlike state? Did you know San Pedro cactus was used by the Native Americans to quest for visions and heal the body? Bouncing Bear Botanicals is your number one supplier of rare and sacred plants and a proud sponsor of Truth Frequency Radio. By clicking on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, you can learn more about a vast selection of entheogens, including Amanita muscaria, also known as the sacred mushroom.
So click on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, and you'll also get up to $40 off your next order.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Joe Rogan, and you are tapped into the truth frequency.
You're really tapping into a hyperdimensional physics that's very related to these other dimensions. And a consciousness is, of course, the foundation, I think, of what all of space, time, matter is emanating from.
I mean, the first thing to do is kind of construct a cartography of these states, you know, a map of these dimensions, if you will.
This is what teaches each and every one of you people out there what you really are.
If you can think of reality as a projection of the collective consciousness or the collective unconscious, and you can see how disconnected and messed up and blocked in self-service and fear the human consciousness is at the moment.
Because that's what it's all about. They want us focusing on the fear.
When you get sick of trying to find the enemy and you realize that the enemy has been inside of you and it's your insecurities, they come from our own inability to take the responsibility.
We're looking for truth here. We're not on either side.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Truth Frequency. If you're just tuning in, we are changing the frequency up for the first 2 hours of the broadcast, but the third and fourth hour of the broadcast will go back to the normal frequency, and we'll be discussing the Hollow Earth with a couple of great guests, and we'll get back to it. But right now, we have to expose some of this corruption within the Patriot community, and some people can look at it and call it infighting, but that's the fallacy. That's the trap that they have you in, to think that if you expose federal involvement, people going to jail, people who should be in jail not being in jail, people talking to the police, testifying for the prosecution, turning state's evidence, if you talk about that kind of stuff and they call themselves an alternative radio show or an alternative radio network, then you're automatically infighting. But that's the furthest from the truth. It's just simply not the case. Right after the break, we'll be joined by a surprise guest. We'll talk about the arrest of Sereno Gonzalez and more of the Ed and Elaine Brown incident, because I feel like there is a deep, dark secret trapped inside of that, or wrapped inside of the Ed and Elaine Brown situation, and it's something that needs to be exposed, and many people are involved from all different networks, all different radio show hosts, FBI informants who've been brought in by radio network owners. And the truth is stranger than fiction. It's all staged. It's all a hoax. It's all controlled opposition. And that's why I think once our stay at Oracle has been over, then we're not going to go to another network. We're not going to go to GCN. We're not going to go to American Freedom Radio. We're not going to go to any of these other networks. We're still working on creating our own network. But our next move will be our own network. And then hopefully after that, maybe some AM, FM, actual terrestrial radio, and maybe satellite. But there's no way that I'm getting involved with any of these networks, because they're all the exact same pile of garbage. They're all connected. They all started from the same root, and the tentacles are just completely just expanding to every aspect of the community. So, we're coming up to the break here in a few minutes. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, third and fourth hour, we'll be discussing the Hollow Earth. But right now, we are going to just let it all out and just, you know, let the chips fall where they fall. If we get blacklisted, which we probably already are, it doesn't matter, because we're not a Patriot radio show. I don't like interviewing Patriot Radio guests, the exact same people over and over telling you the exact same propaganda, the exact same crap. That's not what it's about. We're about the higher consciousness. But it's important that sometimes we focus on the five-sense reality, because it's through understanding the five-sense reality that we can escape it. We'll be right back.
Archaeology, astronomy, alchemy, secrets of the Holy Bible, hidden codes of the Quran, demonology, Tesla technology, solar power, extraterrestrials in the ancient world. More than 500 documentaries, an experimental film lab of cutting-edge music and art, full-length movies, conference reports, and weekly TV shows. The Enigma Channel is the world's first truly global TV station. www.enigmatv.com. Intelligent television for planet Earth.
Hey guys, it's Chris Geo of Truth Frequency Radio. If you missed our six-hour broadcast on Fukushima a few months ago, you need to have a listen right now. One of the big questions on everyone's mind is, how do I get radiation out of my drinking water? Well, I finally found the solution, and it's called the Pure Effect Advanced Filtration System, available right now at PureEffectFilters.com. Pure Effect Filters efficiently removes fluoride, bacteria, pharmaceuticals, heavy metals, almost every other type of contaminant that's dumped into our water. But most importantly, it effectively removes nuclear radiation, which is one of the biggest concerns on everyone's mind right now. While other filtration systems are great for emergency situations, only the Pure Effect Advanced Filtration System hooks directly to your faucet for pure drinking water on demand. Remove fluoride and revitalize your water at Pure Effect Filters. Or click on the banner right at TruthFrequencyRadio.com for more details. And don't forget to tell them Chris Geo sent you for the latest special offers.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Sereno Reno Gonzalez was one of the unfortunate souls that got caught up in the American Freedom Radio, Torn Wolf, Christy Jankowski infiltration of the Brown complex, the Brown compound, the Edna Lane Brown situation. And here to tell us the story firsthand is his wife, Donna, who has sat behind him for this entire time, sat next to him, I should say. Because a good woman stands next to her man, not behind him. So, Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And it's true. I mean, the rabbit hole goes very, very deep. And I never expected to find myself in this situation where I'm just dumbfounded and in awe about you know, everything that's taking place, because Reno's always told me to question everything. From the very beginning, my better half has always told me to question every absolute thing, that things were not what they appeared to be. And around the end of 2006 and the beginning of 2007, I never knew that this rabbit hole that I was about to stumble into, you know, and it's definitely not infighting between radio show hosts and networks, and, you know, because when all this unfolded, I wasn't a radio show host. I didn't have my own network. I was just somebody wanting to get involved and be a little bit more proactive. When I got into contact with Reno in that era, you know, he became, you know, my common-law husband. And I could go over the whole history, but I'm sure a lot of the listeners are familiar with Adam Lane's story, and probably pretty familiar with Reno's leading up to the events to his arrest. At least the story that, you know, I've witnessed, and the new developments that I've just been recently made aware of, you know, is mind-boggling.
Break it down for the listeners real quick. Is how Serena was involved with the Aiden Elaine Brown situation. And for those of you who aren't aware, Aiden Elaine Brown were a couple that had a standoff with the IRS for about 9 months, that lasted about 9 months. And there were many supporters that showed up. Concerts were being thrown, run by Danny Romero, and infiltrators came through that area as well, and eventually brought them down. But you can Google Edna Lane Brown incident, and it will bring you up all the information. But Serena was involved kind of in a side operation, sting. I don't know what it was, but it was something that had to do with the Browns, but was outside of the Browns.
Well, Reno being a Navy vet himself, he was, doing a lot of things with trying to end the war after he left the Navy, and did some subcontracting in Iraq. He was just thoroughly disgusted with what was unfolding in these lands that, you know, our government and our military-industrial complex, you know, was perpetuating upon, you know, the civilians of those nations. So he wanted to end the war, and he started researching, and he's like, well, these things are funded because of the Federal Reserve. So he got involved with groups like We the People Foundation and Iraq Veterans Against the War, Vets for Peace. He got involved with Cindy Sheehan's work and so forth. And eventually it led him to finding out about the situations going on with Edna Lane. So he went up there, you know, pretty much as like a PR person, an IT person, to get their story out, because of, you know, he knew quite a few people in the activist realm. And He you know, brought a lot of attention to Edna Lane's, you know, debacle with the federal government. So he was there mainly in the capacity of blogging and, you know, doing the, you know, fixing computers, and, you know, something went down. He was the man on that, you know, fixing things. And, you know, there is... You know, after the situation where Danny Riley was shot at, luckily the bullets missed, but there were snipers, and the situation elevated. You know, shortly after that incident, where they, you know, tried to get Danny Riley to go back and act as a plant and all this, he didn't want to be there. He wanted to pursue you know, educating people, you know, traveling and interacting again with the activism and going over to Iraq, our plans were, you know, to build a homeless shelter, a mental health facility, and a physical therapy center for vets of this country that has served, and, you know, a safe haven for those that didn't want to be redeployed.
Right.
You know, with the high level of high number of suicide rates with, you know, post-traumatic stress and all this stuff, it was something that really touched our lives. I mean, I have a number of vets in my family, and, you know, knowing a lot of homeless vets as well. So it was something that we wanted to do. And along the way, there were many people willing to donate time, energy, financial support, and there were a lot of good-hearted people that we did come across. Several individuals, though, had, I guess, malintent. Some of those individuals also came across like they were secret squirrels, untrustworthy scammers, federal agents, confidential informants, crooks and spooks. So, you know, when the events unfolded, he got out of there about, I would say, mid to late June. His father being concerned about the situation that happened because, I mean, it was pretty apparent that the federal agents and the government were going to just go in there and kill, you know. And
right,
Danny,
right. And it looks like from what Danny Riley did when he walked into those woods, he efficiently stopped what appeared to be a massacre the FBI was planning upon, a Ruby Ridge-style massacre upon the Brown Complex.
Yeah, and you can actually find the tactical field guide of what they were intending on doing that day online. I have it put up on several sites. You just type it in, it'll pop up somewhere. You know, so
is
his father.
I'm sorry, I was just going to ask, isn't this around the same time that Cindy Sheehan decided to give up? June of 2007?
Well, Cindy Sheehan decided that she was going to go, you know, to the Middle East, go, you know, educate people as far as, you know, do the same thing, you know, hand out DVDs, educate, talk about getting the peace movement going, you know, the anti-war movement, you know, going on over there.
Now, the two, Serino Gonzalez, your husband, and Cindy Sheehan were approached by an individual named Amy Williamson. Is that correct?
Yeah. While Reno was up at the Browns, because, you know, doing the PR stuff that he was doing, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of supporters, a lot of people just, you know, hey, you know, check me out, do this, you know, let's work together. And so I'm not exactly sure how Amy came into contact with Cindy Sheehan, but, you know, Reno had contact with her, and well, both of the ladies. And eventually, when Reno left, because when he left, his dad pretty much called the marshals, and they're like, hey, look, I don't want my son dead. What do we need to do to make sure nobody dies or gets arrested? What is it that we can do? And the U.S. Marshal, Monier, said, just get him out of there. So that's what he did. He went up there with Reno's brother. Ed didn't like the fact that Reno's brother was a cop. And, you know, Jose has a charm about him. You know, he's not bashful and really upset at Ed, and Ed booted them all out. So during that time, he came and picked me up from Indiana. And we traveled around, you know, had meetings with people and tried to, you know, set the foundation for this project. Then there was a lot of infighting. You know, you see that a lot in every movement, even, you know, in activism. There's a lot of, infighting and jealousy, and ego, and all
especially
that.
Especially in activism. Come on. Let's face it.
I don't know. I checked ego at the door a long time ago, so I don't
know. Yeah, I know, right? But there's a lot of people that can't really grasp the meaning behind activism, and it's not to soothe your own ego. It's to help people.
Yeah.
Well, so he was approached by Amy Williamson, and what did Amy Williamson tell him?
Oh, well, I can help you with getting over to Iraq. I can, help you with, the financial aspects. And she just came across to me like, I had a few conversations with her while he was still free. And, she would kind of be demanding, like, she expected us to do things. And that made me feel very uncomfortable. And, I had to tell her from the get-go, like, don't bark orders at me. I'm not a dog. You're not going to, control me like that. So, and it always sat in the back of my mind. I'm like, is this woman coming across like a handler or whatever? I'm not sure, but I didn't feel comfortable with her interactions with Reno in that manner or in that magnitude.
And upon some research, we actually found this Amy Williamson. We found her birth records. We found her marriage records. Lives in Round Rock, Texas. Has been married about 4 or 5 times. And each husband that she's had has been connected to the military-industrial complex, if not federal agents themselves. There was one where she was married to a federal agent who was into forensics. Another one where she was married to a guy working for Boeing and other military-industrial complex facilities like that. And from what I understand, she was going around and basically taping everybody.
She did, yeah.
Right, which raises suspicion. Why do you go around taping people? She's got to be some kind of informant. Now, she's allegedly set up Reno, and the story changed from her helping to go to Iraq and handing out DVDs and waking people up. How did the story change from there?
Well, see, originally Reno was going to go attend going to the Middle East with Cindy Sheehan. He had his best friend, Nabil, who was an Iraqi-American, who was going to, navigate their travels and all that and act, in the capacity of their translator. Well, that fell through, and Reno still wanted to do this because I wanted to get this. I mean, it was very important to me to get this done. I mean, the land was still available at Camp Casey to do this, but once that fell through, Amy's like, hey, I have some interested parties that will help you do all this. Here's a packet of papers, that Alex wants you to, fill out, and we'll take it to our people, and they'll look over it.
Now, wait a minute. Alex?
Alex who?
Alex Jones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alex Jones.
Okay. But this is what Amy Williamson had told him, correct? Because she was going around and using Alex's name regularly and saying, I know Alex, I need to check with Alex about this, et cetera, et cetera. So she was going around using his name. So there's a possibility that the two never even met, unless I'm wrong, and she was just using his name for kind of credibility.
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but she was a regular caller in the Alex Jones radio shows and
by a MySpace name, Amy
Amy for Freedom. Yeah,
and guys, and everybody out there listening, she was actually did porn for a little bit. If you want to go to her website, it's called the bushyredhead.com, and you can get a nice glimpse of her if you'd like, for anybody out there.
Yeah, that was her previous career before entering the, federal agent type of field there. And
So she said that Alex had all these paperwork for Reno to sign, and mm-hmm. he filled out all this paperwork with his expenses and what it would take to go to Iraq and do activism, or was it to build this veterans facility that you guys were planning
both,
to do?
Both, okay. Because the intentions was when he went to Iraq, he was, you know, going to hand out the information, educating people, you know, travel, and they were going to build this bamboo structure. I used to have a picture of it up somewhere on one of my various sites that kept getting hacked. Imagine that. And so the bamboo structure was going, you know, easily, you know, packed up and sent over. It was going to be sent over to Camp Casey, where I was going to oversee the reconstruction of it. And that was going to be our starting point, you know, the setting of the foundation of, you know, what we had intended with the Peace House, vets, physical, mental health facility. And then we were going to take those cargo containers, you know, shipping containers or whatever, and, you know, build another structure, you know, for the homeless shelter. So, you know, all this, you know, he needed to put down what he expected everything was going to cost, you know, how much, you know, food was going to cost, water.
Right. He had to write down all of the expenses.
And she wanted him to write all this down.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
At the same time, Reno was going to various meetings. I would just, you know, hang back. I didn't want to, you know, just because Amy kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies, I didn't really want to interact too much. And he was trying to protect me and not get me too much involved with that aspect. I really didn't.
Okay,
you know,
so
like
what happened after that? The story changed? I'm not trying to rush you, but we're running out of time in this segment, and then we're going to only have two more segments after this. So I want to just get the information flowing.
Well, she changed story, got the paperwork back. He went to the meeting and found out that there's all these agents. And instead of, you know, with the intentions of him, you know, doing peace activism,
handing out DVDs, et cetera,
they wanted him to commit, you know, destruction of pipelines or supply lines, assassinations, and all this. I mean, jeez, just stuff that he did not intend or want to have anything to do with. So he hightailed it back home. He, you know, called me on this way back, and he's like, look, there were agents. It was, like, really heavy with agents. And, you know, I don't trust the situation. I'm coming back home. I'll be there, you know, within a few hours. I mean, it's from, you know, the meeting was up in Dallas, which was quite a ways away from where we live. So come to find out, there's a lot more people involved besides these agents.
Well, you know what's funny is that when I was in Dallas, Romero passed through because he was going up to Dallas to meet some kind of investor who was supposed to invest in taking American Freedom Radio from being internet radio to being internet television. And nothing ever happened as a result of that. But and he promised all these people, oh, we're going to start a radio, we're going to start a television network, et cetera,
yeah,
et cetera. But there's that strange Dallas connection again.
Yeah, and that is interesting. And I do remember him talking about, you know, starting up a kind of like a TV network type thing. Actually, I even have copies of some of the intros that they were going to use for Jack Blood's version of, like, his TV show that my friend Terry Melton created and made up for him. But, you know, there's so many people, you know, when I was talking to my my source, there was, you know, a lot of names that kept, you know, popping up. And
names that kept popping up, ladies and gentlemen. We will pick that up on the other side, and we will get into what names were popping up. two more segments with Donna Van Meter, wife of Sereno Gonzalez. Unfortunately, he is currently serving an 8-year jail sentence for his involvement with the Edna Lane Brown incident, where we suspect he was set up by FBI informants brought into the scene through the Patriot Radio system. We'll be right back.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the flaws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at HempUSA.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
AG is a symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. Silvercoins.AG is the web address for helpful information about silver coins and silver bullion rounds. Silvercoins.AG features articles about the history of silver coins, factors in grading silver coins, and useful information for buying silver coins online. Silvercoins.AG is a great resource for the experienced buyer, anyone just starting to buy or collect silver coins, or friends and family interested in buying silver coins as gifts. Silvercoins.AG links you directly to popular online retailers and auctions so that you can quickly see what is available, compare prices, and purchase in a quick and secure environment. Plus, you help support this broadcast. So whether you're interested in buying one coin or 1,000, silvercoins.ag is the web address to visit. That's silvercoins.ag.
Two more segments. We have Donna Van Meter on the line, and then we will go back to our normal truth frequency format in the third and fourth hour, and we'll talk about the hollow earth. So thank you, everybody, who is our regular truth frequency listeners who aren't really familiar with what's going on, but thank you for bearing with us, because the people that do know what's going on need to know the deeper meaning behind everything that's going on and what's covered in the piles of feces and crap and everything that's been thrown on top of this to cover it up. But a few names kept coming up with the Sereno Gonzalez incident. And what names kept coming up?
Well, Torrin Wolf. Torrin Wolf supposedly was in this whole debacle.
Right. Torrin Wolf was actually on the front lines. He drove there with Danny Romero and Randy Weaver and a few other people. And it's funny because Danny wasn't mentioned in any of the witness list, but Torn Wolf seemed to be there. He seemed to testify. He seemed to want to know everything that's going on in the Brown situation. And a couple of insiders that I've spoken to, as soon as I mention the name Christy Chakowski, Torn Wolf comes up following right after that.
And see, that was the thing that I found absolutely amazing about this, because I just, all I brought up was Christy Kazowski's name. And she's, you know, the person that brought it to my attention is like Torn Wolf. And I was like, well, how's Torn Wolf play into this? I didn't even know that Amy Williamson and Torn had a connection, but this Amy Williamson was going around recording every single individual in the activism, you know, realm in the 512.
Same as Christy Chakowski. She goes around and tapes everybody that she can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so also the name Cindy Sheehan came up, and, you know, being, you know, targeted by the, you know, same people that were targeting Reno. You know, Reno, when he denied it, you know, their request to have him do these things, it unraveled their whole operation. They, you know, they wanted to pursue, you know, slandering him. You know, the Amy Williamson was going around saying, you know, things like, well, old Buck, Jim Hobbs, who was, his name came up as well. And I've always had my suspicions about Jim. Definitely when I was spending time down in Austin on a movie, dealing with, you know, trying to work on a documentary and other things like that. And, you know, she was going around slandering me almost, you know, a year afterwards. Well, not a whole year, but, you know, up until December of 2007, when we just kind of laid it all out there. But she was telling Jim, and her and Jim were saying stuff like, have spoken with Amy Williamson, you know, she was calling you a terrorist, you know, saying that, I was going to go to, that I was part of Al-Qaeda, and that I was going to go to D.C. and, well, self-detonate myself on the steps of the White House. And I'm like, wow, this is news to me. But this is the kind of stuff that Amy was saying about me and everybody else in,
well,
you
and
know,
this is the same M.O.
involved.
People like Chakowski and other people have followed. When making attacks on people. Right. I mean, there's a connection here. It's all the same thing, just different people.
Well, and on top of that, I mean, you know, every time I've built a soapbox or a platform to try to get Ellen Lane's story out there, their information, and stand up for Reno, Christy Kazowski or Louis B. infiltrates the network.
Right.
And
this
we
was,
all,
hold on, back up for a second. This is Irritate the State that you started with Kurt and yourself so you can get Reno's story out there. And all of a sudden, Christy comes out of nowhere and infiltrates the network with her goons.
Yeah. And, you know, if it was like, you know, the thing is when we provided this network and tried to get it, you know, off the ground, a lot of people started that infighting thing. I mean, with that, before Louis B. and Christy, you know, jumping on that platform, which I was very against because I was learning things about the situation with our kids and so forth.
Right.
But, you know, I'm a person that likes to see the information and evidence before I, you know, just condemn somebody. But, you know, there was no drama, there was no infighting until they came. And from day one, when I was still even on Revere Radio, Christy was a guest, and the first thing my first interaction was, you know, Louis B. was, you know, telling me that he was going to drop anchor babies and wood chippers. You know, it's like, what?
Outlandish things, right. I get it in the comments on YouTube where people are saying outlandish things. And I've heard that if you don't moderate these things, then the feds can actually come and hold you guilty for what's being said on your website for not moderating it. But I've noticed a pattern with these people, Louis, Christy, Russ. They do things to make the other people in the group or the other people in the scene look like nuts, like Russ Dove walking through the meetings and completely acting like an idiot and psycho at filming and putting it on YouTube officially makes anybody who's really an anti-illegal immigration activist look like kooks.
Or Christy making fun of children dying in the desert.
Right. Oh, yeah, Christy.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, so, and I find that very disturbing. I mean, my better half's last name is Gonzalez. I mean, come on. Why you want to, like, you know, start off on the wrong foot with me?
So she came into the network. She caused division. She broke everything up. In hindsight,
Louis B. calling CPS on people, and I decided to set the whole entire platform on fire and pull the plug because I have better things to do than to fight with people. I'm fighting to clear my husband's name, get him freedom, and now trying to help Danny Riley, Ed and Elaine, and Jason get out of this mess.
Looking at all of this information and seeing the connections that we have with all these people in the 512 area code and Chakowski, Romero, Torin Wolf, it could very well be that she was sent in there to disrupt, because if you look too deep into the information, you would uncover the stuff that we've been uncovering over the past week.
Yeah, no doubt. And then, the comment that was made by Danny Romero when I posted the first initial article that you guys posted.
I didn't want to talk about anything that I thought was confidential, but since you're bringing it to the table, let's just say this. For the past couple of years, you've been blacklisted from going on pretty much any Patriot radio station. And then all of a sudden, Danny's coming out and he wants to be your best friend now that this information's coming to the forefront.
Oh, yeah. I find it very interesting. Now, I mean, the thing is that, I've been blacklisted. And regardless, that doesn't matter because, I've always done my own thing in a way.
We're most likely effectively blacklisted now. But the thing is, we're looking for truths here. We're not on either side.
Yeah.
You're like the ugly stepchild of this entire thing because you're the only one that doesn't have anything to lose at this point.
Yeah, I lost already everything.
Yeah, exactly. Other people, they've got their show, and they've got their listeners, and they've got their handlers, and they've got their advertisers, and they don't want to make anybody mad. And we're on your side.
We're right there. We don't feel like we are tied to anybody.
Exactly.
If everybody decided to boot us tomorrow, we would just run the show from our own network. Simple as that.
And that's why I've always felt comfortable with you guys, because you're not in this to spare your ego or whatever. You've always been there digging the truth. And, especially, when the situation with the debacle with the ITS, was coming ahead, you brought it to my attention. And I respect that.
We've just got to get to the bottom of it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about. We'll be right back. We'll do another segment with Donna Van Meter. And stick around, guys. Third and fourth hour, we're going back to our normal truth frequency format with a couple of great guests talking about the hollow earth. So we'll be right back.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights.
FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Do you want to be free, yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere, month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end this slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Allà baixins els canals, en el peu de Santanya, pareix que sent picarols, suau si es mou sa manada.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment of the 5 Sense Reality low vibration information, but unfortunately sometimes we have to go there to right the wrongs that have been committed in the world. And maybe if we dig deep enough, maybe the people that have been wronged can see some kind of justice, can be freed, and the people who are walking around free can go where they deserve to go. So Donna, where would you like to take us in this last segment?
Well, it's always been one thing for me to, encourage people to write Ed and Elaine, to write, those that are involved that are sitting behind those prison walls. That's the one thing. We've exhausted all avenues of grievance with the system.
Well, and let's point out the fact that they're there because they wouldn't play ball with all the false flag attacks, and they wouldn't play ball with all of this. With the people that were all for it are walking free.
Yeah. And, it really does, we're talking about people that had some faith in the system that, if they do the right things and, at the same time, that they might have a fighting chance, maybe, and that's the thing. I mean, we aren't compromising, and that really irks them. that really makes them come at us even more so. And, you know, I've exhausted all courses of remedy and recourse and grievance. I mean, I'm putting myself through school. I'm putting myself in debt. Something I've never thought I would be doing is putting myself in debt so I can go to school to obtain that little magical square piece of paper called a, you know, associate of science or whatever for paralegal research so I can help my friends out. Because it seems like, you know, once everybody got in prison, everybody else disappeared. And it's, you know, it's been, you know, the help of, you know, people like yourselves, my friend Kurt, who, you know, has just been at it, you know, helping, you know, and, right, and doing all they can.
Well, we have to do all we can to expose the truth, to get to the facts behind the matter. And that's all we can really do, because we're dealing with criminals, essentially. The whole system is criminal. And anytime we put our faith in the system, I think we're just shooting ourselves in the foot, because the only person that's going to get down to the very nitty-gritty is the one who is seeking the truth and not part of the system. And we've had Jason in Utah holding since the beginning of the show, so
oh, wow.
I want to see if there's anything on his mind. Jason, do you have anything to add to what we're talking about? Jason in Utah?
Well, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, actually, I was just singing on, listening earlier. I have a little something to say, not quite actually what you guys are talking about, if you guys don't mind real quick.
Well, actually, hold that, because we're kind of pressed for time with Donna here. So, you know, you mentioned people that are just disappearing. And this Torrin Wolf character has been somebody that's just disappeared completely off the radar.
Yeah, I find that very interesting and in particular fascinating at the same time, because his name still gets brought up quite a bit.
Right, right.
You know,
now, one thing that Joukowsky was trying to do is pin this Amy Williamson character onto Cordy Howell. Now, the other day I was tuned in and listening to Cordy Howell trying to figure out, is this the same person? And
no.
She kept mentioning Torrin Wolf. The problem is there's a huge age difference between the two. It can't possibly be the same person. But this constant mention of Torrin Wolf raises suspicion.
Well, I mean, the fact that, you know, Christy and Cordy were one-time friends, and, you know, the infighting happens and stuff like that. You know, I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that there's no way Cordy Howell is this Amy Williamson. I've spoke to both of them many times on the phone, and they don't even have the same voice or the same accent.
Right. That was a rabbit trail. That was another one of her lies.
Yeah.
You know, she told me at one point in time that Cordy was responsible for calling CPS on her, and because she was telling her that her kids were out of control, and so she took it upon herself to remove the kids from her situation for the betterment of herself. I mean, it was ridiculous stuff that she was spewing.
Well, just like, you know, our conversation we had pretty much at the end of Irritate the State there, you know, when Louis B. decided to take it upon himself to call on
to call
another network.
CPS, right. He called CPS on another network. CPS has a rule where if they get a call, they go investigate it no matter what. They got visits from CPS, totally investigated by CPS, all because this network said something bad about Joukowsky.
Yeah, so, you know, you both were, I believe Sherry was present during that conversation, so you heard my sentiment about how horrible that is to do to somebody. And, you know, the attitude of Christy at that time was, you know, that's...
Well, and
that's
this,
right.
This coming from somebody who had
went
her children...
That.
Yeah, it just had her children taken away several months earlier, and she's laughing. That's
she is,
that
guys,
is sociopathic.
Literally laughing, very much so. And, you know, I'm sorry, but to rehash that, you know, Louis B's like, what's it to you? And it's like, you're putting children in harm's way. You're implicating other people's children. I don't see Cordy Howe calling CPS on anybody. I'm sorry. It just don't seem, you know, to be that kind of person.
Right, right. No, it's all, I believe zero of what she says. Zero.
Yeah.
That's what I've come to find out, because everything has been nothing but a lie to cover up another lie to cover up another lie to cover up another lie. I don't understand how people walk around like that. I mean, how can you even have the brain capacity to keep to maintain that? But it's obvious that she doesn't, because the web of lies keeps falling apart every time you turn around. Even when she was at our house, she would say things in the beginning of the day, and then in the later in the day,
it was completely different.
And we thought, well, maybe she's just stoned, or maybe, you know, this and that. I don't know. I lost all of my discernment. I don't know how I did that, and I'm really ashamed of myself for doing so.
Well, people are human, and we all make mistakes. And hindsight is always 20/20, especially, you know, with the new developments that has, you know, occurred.
Right.
And, you know, if you have a problem with something somebody else said or did or whatever, and you see it for what it is petty, infighting, ego, jealousy, whatever human character flaw that one may have to justify going on the, you know, offense or the defense, you know, when I have an issue with somebody, I step away.
Right.
I'd rather not, you know.
I'm the same way. If I run into a problem with somebody, I erase them from my reality, and that's it.
Yeah.
But the vindictive behavior that we've seen from these people leads me to believe that it's nothing but agenda-based.
Well, yeah, and, you know, that's the thing that really gets me, because I remove myself from the situation, I yank my platform out from under their feet, and the attacks still occur. I've received death threats and all this stuff because of what I know about Amy Williamson and the CIA aspect of Reno's case. And anytime I bring it up, I get attacked.
Same here. Our websites have been attacked. Our websites have been taken down. Viruses, malware, trolls, you name it. I mean, it's like they're trying to run us down. And unfortunately, the clock is running us down. So tell us this real quick in this last minute, really quick. How can people support Reno?
Go to defiantforyou.com. His address is there. All, you know, information also on his story is Sereno. Gonzalez.wordpress.com. You can find all the information there.
Sereno.wordpress.com and defiantforyou.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Donna. We're running out of time, unfortunately. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with our normal format, The Hollow Earth, with two amazing guests. We'll see you right on the other side.
Did you know that the blue lotus flower was used by the ancient Egyptians as an aphrodisiac to experience feelings of euphoria and ecstasy? And ecstasy. And ecstasy. Did you know that Thai kratom was used by the Buddhist monks to produce a relaxing and dreamlike state? Did you know San Pedro cactus was used by the Native Americans to quest for visions and heal the body? Bouncing Bear Botanicals is your number one supplier of rare and sacred plants and a proud sponsor of Truth Frequency Radio. By clicking on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, you can learn more about a vast selection of entheogens, including Amanita muscaria, also known as the sacred mushroom. So click on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, and you'll also get up to $40 off your next order.
Archaeology, astronomy, alchemy, secrets of the Holy Bible, hidden codes of the Quran, demonology, Tesla technology, solar power, extraterrestrials in the ancient world.
more than 500 documentaries, an experimental film lab of cutting-edge music and art, full-length movies, conference reports, and weekly TV shows. The Enigma Channel is the world's first truly global TV station. www.enigmatv.com. Intelligent television for planet Earth.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.